It's time for Journeys with Rebecca here on BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. Welcome. Are you ready to take a journey with me into knowledge, enlightenment, and discovery? Then let's journey again together. This is your host, Rebecca Jernigan, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. Hello, and welcome to the show. Boy, have I got a packed show again. I have the two Nancys on. The first one is Nancy Lee talking about her latest book, Awakening the Mystic. And then, of course, our resident astrologer, Nancy Ogren, with an astrological update all about the eclipses coming up. You guys are not going to want to miss a thing, so stay tuned, and we're going to be right back. For 58 years, fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest on all the aspects of paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now, 1-800-728-2730. Again, that's 1-800-728-2730. Or visit their website, www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits. Derek Acora fans around the world are acting fast to add the hottest DVD to their collection. Derek Acora Raw, The Lost Hollywood Tapes. Over 2 hours of never-before-released footage showcasing Derek Acora in action during psychic field testing in Hollywood. Derek Acora Raw is uncensored, the stuff you'll never see on television. Some material may not be suited for younger viewers. Don't wait. Order Derek Acora Raw, The Lost Hollywood Tapes, now at JourneysWithRebecca.com. Oh, welcome back to Journeys. I have my very special guest here today, Nancy Lee. We are going to be talking about a new book that has come out that she's written, along with Cecilia Keenan, called Awakening the Mystic, Adventures in Living from the Heart. So let's say hello to Nancy.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hello, my dear. It's so wonderful always to speak with you. Always to speak with you.
Well,
you're such
you
a
too, Rebecca. And, you know, I just have to tell your listeners that when my first book came out, you were one of 30 interviews that I had that I actually thought, and this is not against all of you people out there who are doing interviews, but you came across as knowing why we were on the phone together and knowing what this was about and just being honoring and professional. And in so many amazing ways, you stood out above all the rest. And it's just such a pleasure to be back with you on your show.
Oh, honey, thank you so much. You're going to choke me up again.
Uh-oh. Get the tissues.
Yeah, it's all good, though. It's a good thing. Thank you so much for that, Nancy. You are
so
such a
welcome.
Delightful soul yourself anyway. It's just amazing to me. And I think that's the whole purpose behind being here with you and with others of like-minded is to share this, because I think there are so many special people out there, and the only way that they're going to know that they're special people is through mediums such as this, the radio, television, things of that nature.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad, and, you know, I am absolutely just treasure the very few times that we've met to be able to spend some time with you and absolutely get to know you, because you're a very delightful and very courageous person.
Well, thank you, and back at you.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about your book, Awakening the Mystic. You know, I think what I want to do is maybe have you start out with what is the definition of a mystic?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Rebecca. It is one who follows, advocates, or experiences the mystical. A belief in direct knowledge of God or ultimate reality as attainable through intuition or insights.
Now, for those of you who are listening out there, that's the definition of a mystic. So as we use that term in conversation, in sentences, trying to describe somebody, then you would be surprised when you think about it, about maybe how many true mystics there really are out there,
mm-hmm.
the people that bypass
well,
that.
And this book is about helping each one to discover that within themselves. It is about finding that closer connection to God, to Spirit, to Creator, whatever language you choose to use, about the ultimate reality.
Right.
And about how you maybe are getting closer than you even realize. Cecilia Keenan is my sister, Rebecca. She's the co-author of this book. And we have been on quite a journey through this process. And, you know, it's just been such an amazing exploration. We were given many, many gifts, even as children, in terms of waking up and being aware of who we are and how we're connected, and that there was a lot more going on than just 3D reality.
That's true.
Yeah. So we tell some stories, you know, true stories that are quite magical and mystical. And, you know, we go on to actually tell how we came to really admitting and waking up to who and what we are. And in both cases, I tell you, we went through trial by fire. You know about that?
My feet kind of burn still.
Yes. And for people who are having difficulties in their lives, you know, I just want to say, boy, these are the best opportunities you've got.
And, you know, that's a very true statement. And that's something that I kind of learned a long time ago, is that challenges or obstacles or what some people would consider negative spaces in their life are really, really opportunities for us to take a look and say, you know, this isn't working for me. Maybe I better do something different. Maybe I better search or look in another direction or shift my perspective a little bit.
Yeah.
And really, it is an opportunity. I can't express that. You know, a lot of people can't wrap their mind around that, Nancy, but
right.
I truly believe that they are opportunities, the challenges. How am I going to get through it? How am I going to handle myself? What am I going to do? What's my truths? You know, it's in the manner of which you are. So it actually comes down to looking from within the self to be able to handle these challenges that come forward in life. Because
yeah.
it can be a very mystical and magical journey. You know, we talked before we got on the air today about just by the very nature of how we have connected with each other.
Yeah.
Now, how unusual was that?
Well, it was so unusual.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, and you and I didn't even know each other, but your publicist was the one that contacted me.
Right.
And so, therefore, and then between you and I, we met other people that were on these paths, and though they're not identical, none of our paths are exactly identical because we're individuals, that we certainly share a lot of sameness.
Yes.
And I want people to understand that anything that's going on out there is probably not anything that somebody out there cannot relate to.
Well, we've all got our challenges, and, you know, I'm still fond of calling this planet the Earth School, because we are here to learn, grow, and evolve, and hopefully what we are evolving into are qualities such as greater compassion, unconditional love, joy, bliss, hope, inspiration, the things that make this physical existence very angelic and is really what ascension is about. It's not about going somewhere else, but it's about bringing and embodying more of the qualities of spirit right here in our lives as we walk on the earth.
I couldn't agree with you more with that. I could not agree with you more. You know, and unfortunately, I wasn't able to you know, get a copy of the book, Awakening the Mystic. But one of the things that I kind of wanted to maybe talk to you about a little bit in the realm of what we were just speaking about is when a person is on this path, it's about maybe touching that higher self, I guess, is the lack of a better way, because the higher self is an embodiment that is housed between the physical self of who we are and yet is beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you talk about ascension, I think of it as accessing the higher self, which is a part of who we are.
Yeah.
And that higher self is connected to the source.
Yes.
There is no separation. It's just a matter of, I don't even know if distance is a good word, but I think you can kind of grasp what I'm trying
mm-hmm.
to say there.
Yeah. I mean, if we can think of this exploding light source and then putting something solid and dense on top of part of that, then we can see how we have this illusion that we are separate and different and completely unlike that other stuff out there that's shining. But in reality, we've just taken a bit of it into the physical and are about finding out that our physical walls can be transmuted by that light, and we can be reconnected to the oneness of which we are definitely all a part.
Yes, there is no separation between us, not any of us, not in any of us here globally at all. There's no separation.
Well, let's talk about why we, who are not separate from one another, get on opposite ends of an argument or an issue or a war or whatever it is and think that we're so very different.
Please, people are out there sitting on the edge of their seat, Nancy. Go ahead. That's
you know,
fabulous.
It's because we're in that differentiation place. Again, we're saying I'm separate. I have skin. I have bones. You know, I'm different from you. I look different. I think differently. My Bible is different. You know, all of the ways that our egos tell us that we are separate, different, and not the same, that's what rises up to try to draw these boundary lines and to try to get more of what others have so we can try to make others more like us, whether it's politically, religiously. You know, and then there is that major, major, major ego trait that dominates this entire scenario called greed.
Uh-huh.
And materialism, and you know, worshiping money as God and worshiping the physical separateness as a kind of godliness, as opposed to the spirit within all as being part of the same source.
And that's absolutely a very profound way of putting that. You know, people do worship money as God, and people stress over it. It's the cause of breakups of relationships. It's the cause of people fighting over things. It's about controlling that. And I think what people forget, Nancy, is that, you know, paper money is printed every day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's not a non-renewable source.
Yes.
And when you put it that way, and truly, we do revolve around. I mean, obviously, our gas company and telephone company and cable company isn't going to accept, you know, our chickens or whatever in lieu of payment.
Right.
But it's a renewable source. Money is everywhere. There's no need to try to hoard it all because you never would be able to because they keep printing it.
Well, if we could imagine that great printing machine in the sky just raining it down, you know.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And because it is there. People just have to understand it. It's just about changing their perspective, I believe. It really is. It's about looking at things differently instead of the way that they do. I don't have. Well, if you keep saying that, you're not gonna.
Well, yeah, and if we are looking and feeling and knowing that this is an infinitely abundant universe of which we are a part, then we can dream and we can create and we can magnetize. And, you know, there's so much talk about the law of attraction now. It's like it's the biggest thing going out there. They've got the DVD circulating called The Secret. There are workshops popping up everywhere with people using the same kinds of concepts that basically say, I attract into my world what I vibrate or resonate to. You know, the Abraham Hicks teachings have been talking about this for years, and many, many other disciplines. But essentially, if you're thinking, I can't, I won't, there isn't, oh no, that's what you get.
Exactly. Exactly.
And if we're going, oh, wow, hello, day, I'm so happy to be in this body, on this earth, in this abundant, joyous, creative experience, what are we going to do today?
Yes. And if people really stop and look at that, I mean, and truly, I've had some very magical experiences in the past few weeks, truly magical.
Tell us.
Well, they're just, it's just like I'll be sitting here and all of a sudden the phone will ring and it'll be somebody talking to me about some opportunity or about some new way or that they've had a breakthrough and they're looking at life differently. It's not always about me. You
mm-hmm.
know, I'm not talking about these mystical experiences that just include me.
Yeah.
It's about people sharing things with me about, oh, I did this and this is what happened, and you know you just have to be extraordinarily joyous for them.
Yeah.
Because it's just, you're just going, see this philosophy, if you will, or your belief system or your knowledge base, whatever you wish to call it, it works. And that is greeting the day with hope, with aspirations, with inspirations. It works. It can become, and it's those moments. It's those moments in time. Obviously, we're not arrived yet as a human race for every single moment of our life to be in bliss and joy and happiness. But we can certainly make it more so than what it has been.
Well, and I think it gets back to your basic default mechanism. Are you typically sad and depressed and cynical and bitter and looking at the darker side of things, or is your default mechanism more to the positive? I mean, do you choose to see the good things in others and the potential in situations? You know, it's just, what are you choosing here? Rebecca, I have to tell you, I've had some miracles. Can I share a couple?
Oh, I would love to hear miracles.
They sound simple, but I'll just, to me, they're quite large. The Dalai Lama is coming to my area of the country, which is in Colorado, and the last time he was here was 9 years ago, and I missed him then, but just like you, I talk to all kinds of people all the time, and, you know, I'd always thought, well, how wonderful it would be to be in the energy of the Dalai Lama. And I found out, well, he's coming here on my birthday. And I thought, oh, wow, that's what I'll do. I'll give myself that present for my birthday. And through a series of events, the universe has provided a whole different scenario for me. They're bringing me in on a press pass, so I get to be kind of up close. And in a group of 13,500 people, Rebecca, you know, I'd much rather be up close and down front. And they're letting me bring in equipment, you know, to record and all of that. And when they first asked me what equipment I would need to bring in, I was thinking, well, my purse and my cell phone.
Just me.
And then I'm getting, think bigger. You know, you've got an opportunity here. So, you know, that's just been a joyous thing. And then they said, well, you can bring in a tech to operate the equipment. And I'm like, oh, boy, this is just getting better all the time, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm tickled about that. And another thing that's been so rich for me lately has been my dream state.
Oh, yeah, me too. Go ahead.
Well, okay, I've got two examples, if that's all right.
Oh, absolutely.
Two nights in a row, I dreamed the name David York. It was very specific, very clear. I didn't get a face or anything else but David York. Don't know anyone by that name. So I Googled that name, a couple nights ago, and I found a David York Ensemble, which is apparently a choral group who sings sacred and classical music and does performances and so on. Well, still, I'm not getting any real hit on anything, and I just kind of scrolled down, and I saw that they did a performance a couple years ago called Voices of Light. Now, Voices of Light was the name of my first book that came out about 6 months prior to their performance that was named the same thing. Now, I don't know why I dreamed the name and was led to look that up and to see that we had named something the same thing. But I know Spirit's trying to get through to me about something.
Well, first of all, I think number one is I think it's a recognition that you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You know, that we talk about coincidences. I'm not so sure there are any. I think
right.
that everything happens for a reason, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
And my feeling is as I was sitting here listening to you, is that the message is very clear for you, is that this is... That this is a path that you are on, that you are supposed to be on. It's not a coincidence that you created a book and they created a music piece and they're both named Voices of the Light.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't surprise me if at some point that you weren't able to maybe see them or contact them, or they contact you in some manner, David York. But I believe that the paths are going to cross on some point.
Well, I'm open to it. And again, I dreamed his name 2 nights in a row.
It'd probably behoove you to maybe get a hold of him.
Yeah. Call me, Jeff, but hey. Okay, Spirit, got it. Now, here's one other kind of fun and eerie thing. Just nights ago, I had a dream that I was pregnant with twins, carrying these babies for my daughter. Okay?
Okay.
There was more to it, but I'll just leave it at that for right now. So when I'm not doing radio shows and writing, I see clients. I do psychic, spiritual, energetic work, okay?
Okay.
As you do.
Right.
And I had a client come in here just yesterday, and her question was, should I be the surrogate mother for my sister, who is receiving fertility meds?
Hang on just a minute. Hang on to that thought, Nancy. We're going to be back and pick that dream up in just a second.
Okay.
Do you want to understand more of the nature of the universe? Why is there billions of galaxies and trillions upon trillions of star systems in our known universe? Why do we sense we are eternal beings? Why do we have different personalities? Where do our emotions and dreams emanate from? Where do the visions of deja vu come from? Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series, introduces the philosophical theory of universal learning. The theory of universal learning focuses on you, the never-ending, eternal spirit, developing an understanding of the transcendent scale of the universe and learning the ways of the Creator. Your Never-Ending Life explores such subjects as past lives, karma, emotional control, and superior spirit. For more on this book, visit universallearningseries.com. Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series, is available at Barnes & Noble and Borders bookstores and online. Welcome back to Journeys. We're here with Nancy Lee. We've talked a lot about different things. We're here to present her with her new book, or she's here to present her new book, Awakening the Mystic. But Nancy left off on the last segment kind of talking about the middle of a dream that you've been having about your dreams being so prevalent here in the last couple of weeks, couple of days.
Well,
and so recap for us.
Okay, and I'll just say this actually does have something to do with the book, because there are segments in the book that have precognitive dreams as well. From the past when, you know, I thought, well, how magical this is. But, okay, so I was having the dream that I was the surrogate for twins, holding them actually for my daughter, okay? Yesterday morning, a young woman came in. Her issue was, should I be the surrogate for my sister and carry the babies? She said it would be at least twins and so on. Well, the interesting thing is I had just had that dream and had basically just awakened from it. And then she walked in the door with the issue. And I thought, okay, Spirit, you know, you're really getting me all, let's just say, less clear about what is dream and what is not dream. Because You know, it's such a mirror right now.
Yes, I agree with that. So, you know, precognitive dreaming. And in your case, obviously, it wasn't your daughter that came to you, and it wasn't you that was going to be doing this.
Right.
But you were also given that information.
Yes.
And that's I think that's what maybe a little bit of a misnomer for some people, Nancy, is that they think that precognitive dreaming is about the actual event and the actual players, and not always.
Right.
Because obviously you've not met this lady before, or maybe you have, but you wouldn't know all of the issues going on around it. But so Spirit said, okay, here's a major issue you're going to be dealing with tomorrow.
Right.
Or
and,
soon.
And I had met her once 5 years ago, but, you know, obviously had no idea of that. Now, how this relates to the book is that I was leaving my marriage. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It was one of those got to get out of here soon, fast, boy, do it. And I started having dreams. And I had, this is in Awakening the Mystic, I started dreaming a face. Okay. Just recently I was dreaming a name, but this was an actual face. It would come to me night after night. And when I moved to another state and I entered a company. It was a computer company. I've been in that industry quite a bit in my life when I'm not doing psychic and radio and so on. But so who do I meet, you know, but the face from my dream? Now, you've got to know that when I met this person, I just nearly fell out because, you know, it was very clear and distinct and different looking face. And this person was to be in my life, was to bring gifts of healing to me, was very significant, you know, for a particular period of time. And a lot of people may be dreaming people in advance of meeting them or situations in advance of needing to know what those answers are going to be about. And it's like, really pay attention to your dreams. That's the message.
And, you know, I have to tell you is that we talked a little bit about this. And my dreams date for the last, well, really actually the last 6 months. But, it, you know, it kind of comes and goes. It goes in these little waves, and then it'll die down, and then it'll come back again. And but for the past few weeks, I've been having some very odd and different dreams. I mean, there's people that are showing up, and they're actually in my room. They're not in the dream. They're actually manifesting themselves in my room.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm actually the dimensions, if you will, have met, and they are clear. This dimension and whatever dimension that this entity or spirit or person is
mm-hmm.
in, and you know that's always like a source of amazement. It's happened to me off and on through my life, but it's like hugely more frequent than it's ever been. I mean, it's almost like the norm for me.
Rebecca, I keep feeling that we have very specific and large and easily accessible portals opening energetically between the dimensions now.
And, you know, I have to tell you, I agree with that. And I'll tell you, I was doing some readings. I have a group of people that I actually go and I do readings for, these groups of people,
mm-hmm.
Two or three times a year outside of where I live. I travel and I go and they put me up. We have a grand time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have one client after another for several days in a row.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I'm doing these readings for people. And although I'm a medium, It's not one of the things that usually is the prevalent part of the work that I do.
Right.
But it does come through. And I'm sitting there and I'm doing this reading, and then all of a sudden the people that have passed over just are in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, now that's kind of amazing. They just walk through the veil.
Mm-hmm.
The people from the veil are here. And I noticed, I was like, well, but the veil really didn't exist. So it's like, to me, it's almost like a thinning, if you will.
Yeah.
Because I don't see like I used to. I actually see on the other side of the veil like I am seeing in this side of this reality here.
Yeah.
And I've asked a couple of people about that, Nancy. I was like, what is that? I mean, am I really seeing that the way that it is? Because it's been repeating itself over and over and over and over and over again.
Well, of course you are.
And so it's like, it is. The veil has has thinned. It's almost like it's almost non-existent in a sense.
Yeah.
And that is magical and mystical.
Well, it is, and it also gives this sort of surreal or non-existent feeling to the concept of time.
Yes. Big time.
Yes. Did that happen already? Has it? Is it still coming? You know, or can I go ahead and re-act that? Because, you know, it's like it's all here at once, and the feeling of that is just so prevalent. I'm sure our listeners are thinking, now, these women are either really whacked or have a lot going on.
I think we have a lot going on. I've been accused of many things. Whacked was one of them, yes.
Well, I think as long as we're willing to ask ourselves the question, am I whacked or am I really getting some information here? You know, as long as we can be lighthearted about it, but to understand, too, if something continues to repeat, like you said, you know, you're getting these dreams just all the time, and you're seeing on the other side of the veil just all the time. That which is repetitive is really trying to get through.
Well, and I think what it is, it's a shift in the consciousness, you know, those that do, you know, the work, in the sense that it's like I'm open to this, so whatever needs to happen, happens. So I'm always trying to, you know, let myself, I try to let go of the restrictions, because as a human being, you know, I have some, you know, major issues with some things in my life that I'm pretty anal retentive about.
Sure.
And then, you know, to let go of that control, in a sense, to let the spiritual side of self be the active part of self, has been a challenge all my life. And the older I get, the actual easier it has become for me.
Mm-hmm.
And because I truly believe that we are spiritual beings having a human experience.
Oh,
I truly believe that.
I so agree.
And with my dreams have been, I'm not going to get too involved in it because people are really going to think I'm whacked.
That's okay. I know you, and I know you're not.
But my dreams have been about visitations to the earth, where I have been on this earth many different times in many different forms, coming from the heavens, I'll just put it that way. I have traveled here, and I have stepped here, I have walked here, and they keep showing me this over and over, and I'm not looking at it from a third person. I am experiencing it as me, but not as me as I look and sound and am today,
right,
but as I was then, but it is me, and I know that it's me, because it's me looking out. It's not me viewing it, and I'm not quite sure what the meaning of it is. It's like I keep getting these, my stuff sometimes will go on like it's a continuation story. I'll get a few things and they'll repeat it over and over again, then it stops, and then, you know, maybe a week, maybe a month later, kind of picks up and it kind of continues on the little story, and I keep getting more and more information.
Oh, yes, yes.
And so it's not a recurring dream. It's an evolving dream, but it's not a dream. I believe it's my reality in some other, if you will, time or space.
Well, we really have to pay attention to those things like that. And interestingly enough, I have another dream in Awakening the Mystic that I won't get into, but actually it was one just like you're describing. You know, at first I would get a little bit of it, and then, you know, on and on for about 6 months, I kept getting more and more and more of the story. And it was all revolving around someone who I had just met, who I had had a much different experience with in some other kind of life experience. But,
the
you
truth
know, I love
the matter.
To say, I'm so thankful that I'm just so very, very psychically gifted, because I just never miss a thing. I only got in retrospect what the dream was trying to say to me.
Well,
and, you know, frequently that's how it is for us. I mean, we think we're trying to pay attention and stay awake and so on, but it is so much easier to see after everything's gone down and come together, you know, what it really meant and what it was trying to say. So,
Yeah, but at least we have the awareness to remember that and go, oh, now I get it.
Uh-huh.
And then that literally changes our perspective, though, Nancy. I truly believe that. I believe that's why when we look backwards, we go, aha, I get it. Now we are forever changed because we get it.
Yes.
So our perspective now becomes deeper or in a different direction or a different meaning to how we exist or how we go through our life.
Good point.
Yeah. That's my belief, anyway.
Yes.
So. Well, you know, I think you and I could probably talk for like days. I say that every time. But, you know, I want to kind of reiterate a few things because we're almost out of time here, and I certainly don't want people to miss anything about you while we have the opportunity. I know, like me, you do readings and counseling, so I'm going to let you kind of tell people about that.
Okay.
I want you to give them your website and, you know,
okay,
where else they can find you at and how to get the book and all that good stuff, Nancy.
Well, thank you, Rebecca. Number one, if you'd like to schedule a psychic, mediumship, clairvoyant, spiritual counseling, psychotherapy meeting with me.
Yay!
You can call me at 970-472-9104. That's 970-472-9104. Or you can go to my website at nancylee.net. nancylee.net. And there you will find that I have a couple of books, including the new one, Awakening the Mystic, Adventures in Living from the Heart. I do a radio show on the Healthy Life Network. You can access that through my website. And I have archives of shows that I've done that you can access through nancylee.net as well. And if you would like, you can email me. Okay, and that's at lightson@nancylee.net. The name of my radio show is Lights On with Nancy Lee. Gosh, Rebecca, I started that in 1997. And, you know, like you, it's who knows how many shows or how many people, but it has really been my mission in this world to try to help bring people and their positive messages forward, so we can have better understanding. I know we're here to evolve our souls and our consciousness and to just become so much more than we think we have been already. And that's what I'm about. That's what I'm here doing.
And, you know, you are doing an amazing job. And one of the things that I, before we wrap up here, is, you know, for people such as yourself and myself and many others like us, this has been a huge challenge for us in the day and age in which we lived and coming out of that.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been an amazing journey. And Nancy Lee, you have been an amazing guest and an amazing friend. And I so am appreciative of the fact that I've been able to meet with you and that you were here with me again today. And I know you and I will see each other real soon.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Your Never-Ending Life, book one in the series, Universal Learning. It introduces the revolutionary philosophical theory of universal learning. The book is written in an easy-to-read and broad-minded fashion. Your Never-Ending Life explores subjects such as past lives, karma, emotional control, and superior spirit. It takes you on the journey to the discovery of you, the never-ending eternal spirit. You will develop an understanding of the transcendent scale of the universe and learning the ways of God the Creator. To learn more or to get your copy, visit www.universallearningseries.com. That's www.universallearningseries.com.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca, and as promised, my resident astrologer, Nancy Miller Ogren. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? I'm going to tell you. September is going to be quite a ride. September 2006 is going to be quite interesting, I think. You're going to be here talking to us about the full moon and also about the lunar eclipse that falls on that full moon.
Correct.
And then, of course, we got our special treat towards the end of this segment, which is going to be our mailbag.
Mm-hmm.
And I urge every one of you guys, you need to write us and we can answer those questions right on air for you. And that's mailbag at journeyswithrebecca.com. And in the subject line, you might want to just put astrological reading for Nancy and I to answer those questions. And then we need your name, your birth date, and that would include the time and the place. Time, if you don't know it, that's fine, but we do need, you know, your birth date as well as the place of birth. And then, of course, whatever your question is, and you guys can get your questions answered for free right here on the air with Nancy and Rebecca.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited about that because we've got an email this week. So
yes, we do.
And it's going to fall right in line with some of the stuff that we're talking about. So let's kind of do a recap of what happened in the month of August there, Nancy, and as far as these new energies that came in from the full moon to the new moon, and then now we're getting ready to go back into the full moon again.
Well, and we had the Virgo new moon on August 23rd, and that's our first of two Virgo new moons. The second one will be a solar eclipse, September 22nd. So we've picked up Virgo, and I want everybody to reframe Virgo. No, it isn't that cranky person that sits at the next desk and says, did you remember to make your list? No, that's not that. It's the person who says, I want to bring order and a focus and a vision into my life, and all of us can use a little bit of that. So if we just kind of sit into that Virgo, it's the wonderful maiden who says, you know what, we could bring in a harvest from all of our talents and abilities. We could bring a harvest in. So I want you to start believing in yourself. And that was the Virgo new moon on the 23rd, and it was wonderful. It really was. I think all of us kind of felt like, I know I ironed my annual irony. and I thought, oh yeah, that's right. We're only about 3 days away from Virgo.
There you go.
But I think everybody trust that a little organization might bring you vast rewards, and that it isn't your enemy, it's your friend. And so there's the Virgo new moon. And again, we're going to talk about later on another show about the Virgo, second Virgo new moon, which happens occasionally, solar eclipse. So we're preparing to see the future. And then we're coming up on the Pisces full moon, lunar eclipse, Pisces.
Oh. Now that ought to be very, very interesting.
Very.
All right.
Very interesting. Truly very interesting.
Good.
And again, because of the full moon, as I've said, is always six signs opposite the new moon, this Pisces is saying, take all of that wonder, an opportunity of the Virgo new moon, and now let's go even farther out and access realms that are available to us, that represent synchronicity, that represent opening to your vision, that represent feeling like you are truly in an enhanced space. Anything you can do on this full moon, step out your door and look at it even, and you will have made a connection. Breathe deeper and you will have made a connection. Write some affirmations, you will have made a connection. Just do some action under that full moon, because Pisces really is in its element. One of the best Pisces and Cancer full moons are wonderful opportunities. Wonderful opportunities. So just remember that. And the other thing is this is taking place. Both the sun and moon will be at 15 degrees. And the 15th degree of any sign is a turning point. It's where you release the past and the martyrdom and victim with Pisces. You let go of the shadow side, the victim-martyr, and you step into the vision, and you step into the opportunity for expanding your experiences with the next 15 degrees of Pisces full moon, so a lunar eclipse.
like I said, it's critical. And the same with the Virgo sun. We are at 15 degrees Virgo now, and we had our new moon at 00 Virgo. We're halfway through. How are you doing on getting that focus and form of life in order? How are you doing on that? Are you believing in yourself? Are you supporting yourself? Are you allowing yourself a new opportunity?
I like that, words of wisdom. So for those of you out there, that question is for every one of us.
Yes, it is.
I include myself.
Include myself. Yeah, we all have to. I've had to take the invitations of new opportunities myself and think, oh my gosh, is it really that easy? You know how we think, well, that it can't happen that easily. Somebody can't call up and say, would you like to go to Hawaii on a tour and be one of the facilitators? It happened, and I went, you betcha.
And when do we leave? My bags are packed. Absolutely.
Exactly. And that's absolutely how it is. It really is. And that's that being prepared for anything that's coming your way. So
well,
really know that it is easy. If anybody's heard me for 3 minutes knows that my philosophy is keep it easy.
And simple.
And simple. It's always better.
Well, and that's interesting you brought that up, because today I was going through, I was reading a book that I had gotten here for a review for an author. And one of the statements that this gentleman made in his book was that nothing needs to be difficult. And we are all guilty of that, of making things more difficult than what they need to be. We become a little bit too esoteric or too philosophical or too whatever. And we just need to get simplified.
Mm-hmm.
And that keeps our focus. Instead of making things very complicated, it is much simpler than what we all understand it. And if we can believe that, then we think in simpler terms. That doesn't mean you have less knowledge or anything.
No, it doesn't.
It actually means that you have more, because you've already went through all the difficult stuff. You've already been through all the complicated and the spider web stuff out there. Now it's just like clearing it away and getting your focus. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And there's no question about that. And it's very true. One of the hardest things for me to do is have a client. I tell them what the possibility is, and they say, well, if that can really happen. And I think, okay, I'm not going to hit yet, but I'm thinking. Oh my God, you just took all of the resonance and possibility and pulled it out of the situation by saying, well, you know, if you believe that that's possible and easy. And that's hard. That's really, and who creates it? That's not an external force.
That's exactly right.
That's not an external force. That's the self.
That's right. That's
and the
exactly
doubt
right.
and fear.
That's exactly right.
And Pisces, by the way, will have none of that.
Well, good. That's good. So everyone needs to get their selves in line so that they can actually take huge leaps in this next full moon.
Absolutely.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the eclipses. What do the energies of those eclipses represent, Nancy?
Intensity.
Okay, so it just magnifies.
Pisces lunar eclipse intensifies that full moon with Piscean energies. And we know there's a shadow side of Pisces, which is the escapism and martyrism. But the truth is that what Pisces is calling on is that light. Do you see the light? I mean, as you look up at that full moon, there's light. And as the eclipse happens and the moon comes back into view, there's new light, which is what you follow, is the new light being offered you. That's Piscean. That's a Piscean lunar eclipse. Absolutely breathtaking.
So stand in the light, you guys. Go out and stand on this next full moon.
Yep.
And take advantage of it. Any way that you can.
Exactly.
Any way that you can. if you live in an apartment complex or you live someplace that doesn't have a balcony or you don't have a backyard, go outside, stand on a sidewalk in a parking
exactly.
lot. It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Absolutely. I try to do that almost every full moon. I don't always get to it,
no.
but I do go out and stand in it for at least a few moments because
yes.
it really does. It changes
it does.
How you feel.
Because remember, in ancient times, they didn't have city lights, and so that dominated their whole picture of what was. And that's where I think many of the Mayan and Egyptian and, you know, different Persian, many of the civilizations, many of their visions that took them into their own future came on full moons. I will guarantee you that.
Oh, I don't doubt that for one second.
Absolutely.
I don't doubt that for a second. I mean,
and,
it's
and we have
source
to remember that.
Yes. And I think we do need to.
Yes, I do too.
Well, now, before we run out of time,
mm-hmm.
let's get to our mailbag. And again, you guys, you need to email Nancy and I. That's mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. Put in the subject line, astrological reading, with your birth date, your name, time of day that you were born, and the place, along with your question. And we will be doing your mailbag right here on Journeys with Rebecca. Okay, Nancy, you've got that mailbag, so go ahead and read that for
I
us.
I do, and this is Sharon from Ohio, who emailed us originally with a question and has sent back another question, and I want to really do her progress chart this time because her question has to do with it's about career and working and how will employment and when will that happen, and will she find that employment? And I'm happy to say that Virgo that we're so excited about, the new moon that already took place August 23rd, was conjunct her midheaven and her 10th house, which is what you do out in the world. And so I will say to Sharon, I am absolutely confident that within this month to September 22nd, that she will have a solid, solid offer, and it will fit her earth energies. It will be something that makes her feel solid and secure and guaranteed it. She doesn't have to deal with the things that make her confused or concerned about her capabilities. This will fit her perfectly. So, Sharon, get excited because it's going to happen.
And you know what I was seeing with that is that by the time she hears this, I'm not so sure that that's not already going to happen for her.
It may be. At least she will have interviewed. So
yes, yes.
At least she will have interviewed. I'm sure of that.
Well, and I've seen a huge smile on her face. I've
yes.
seen a big smile on
yes.
her face, and she feels very good about it. So, you know, just hang tough. It's just a short period of time because it is going to happen for you.
Yes.
And both Nancy and I concur on that.
Yes, absolutely.
Isn't that fabulous?
It is.
You
I'm
love
so
it.
Excited.
I, yes, you know, I am too. I'm excited when you see wonderful things happen to wonderful people.
Exactly.
And, Sharon, you know, we thank you so much. Please give us an update on that. You
yes.
know, we would love to hear that from you.
Yes.
And, you know, you guys, we even though we don't have a call-in show yet, which may happen here in the future, we still would love to hear from you guys. Honestly, we really would.
Yes,
so,
we would.
Yeah. And, you know, my resident astrologer, as I affectionately call Nancy, is just absolutely stupendous with what she does. So, again, it's mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. And don't forget to put astrological reading. And, Nancy, give them your website before we run out of time.
Nancy, www.nancymillerogren.com.
And there you can find all the information, how you can get a private reading with her, and check out, get on her mailing list for
Absolutely.
Her moon mailings. Those are free of charge, and they're excellent. I read them every month because I'm like, I got to read what's going on.
Yep.
Nancy, thanks, honey. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Journeys with Rebecca is sponsored by Fate Magazine, published continuously since 1948 with a broad array of true accounts of the strange and unknown. Subscribe today at fatemag.com. I'd like to thank my guests tonight for sharing their wonderful information and knowledge with us. And a special thanks goes out to you, the listeners. Now, you know, the guests I have on air are given the opportunity to share their viewpoints or ideas. Now, you and I have the opportunity of choice in regards to those ideas or viewpoints. Be sure to check in next week for more enlightening educational talk and discoveries. This is Rebecca of Journeys with Rebecca. Until we meet again, where will your life's journey take you? Many blessings and good night.